AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Three fast-moving wildfires in Southern California are forcing residents to flee their homes.
Thousands have been evacuated as wildfires burn out of control near Los Angeles. The flames started near a nature preserve in the inland foothills. This woman in Eaton Canyon, Lori, says it escalated quickly.
My husband saw it was maybe 5 feet high, and then the gust came and it just blew up.
She told KABC these quick wildfires are no surprise.
The drought, we haven't had any rain in the mountains, so dry, it'll just go in a puff.
Staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot. Lori also said she had to help some elderly neighbors get out.
Just people and pets and lives are what is important. Just lives are what's important.
Another fire is burning in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. Crews are preparing for the situation to get worse. A third wildfire has forced evacuations in the San Fernando Valley. I'm Ed Donahue.
Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to block sentencing in his hush money case in New York.
His lawyers asking the Supreme Court to step in and halt it. This comes after New York courts refused to postpone the sentencing by Judge Juan Merchan, who presided over Trump's trial and conviction last May on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something he denies. The Supreme Court asked for a response from New York prosecutors by Thursday. Trump's spokesman also calling for the case to be dismissed. Julie Walker, New York.
The Justice Department says it will release special counsel Jack Smith's findings on Donald Trump's efforts to undo results of the 2020 presidential election, but it will keep the rest of the report under wraps for now. That's according to a filing this morning to a federal appeals court that was considering a defense request to block release of the report. This is AP News. It's the end of an era for one of the largest citrus growers in the U.S.
A major Florida citrus grower, Alico Incorporated, says it's winding down its fruit production operations, concluding that growing the crop is no longer economically viable. Alico President John Kiernan says production has declined 73% after impacts from multiple hurricanes hurt trees already weakened from years of citrus greening disease. The Fort Myers-based company owns over 53,000 acres across eight counties. About a quarter of its land holdings will now be slotted for potential development projects. The decision reflects headwinds facing the Sunshine State's signature crop. Last month, state agriculture officials forecast a 20% drop in orange production, reflecting damage from Hurricane Milton. I'm Jennifer King.
Wicked has top nominations for the 31st Screen Actors Guild Awards, landing a leading five nominations. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.